Here's Outside the Box, having fun with the political system. Today's topic is, let's not have a party. In our country, when it comes to politics, it's pretty much a two-party game, Republicans and Democrats. I occasionally hear about Green Party candidates, and a few are elected as so-called independents, but it's pretty much a choice of two parties. Gee, having only two choices would seem awfully limiting when it came to restaurants, walking shoes, or cars. Is politics any different? There are political wonks who urge us to emulate the Europeans. The Netherlands has a dozen parties represented in its parliament, with even more parties that don't get enough votes for a seat. What would our elections and government look like if we had 6 or 10 political parties, each running candidates for the legislature, governor, president, and Congress? How would legislation be different if it were made by 6 parties instead of 2? Would there be less power-grabbing, partisanship, and gridlock? Would interest blocks change with each issue so politicians would vote less in loyal lockstep with their party? Would legislation that's passed be more in the public interest and less in a party's interest if no party had a majority? Well, maybe, especially if all parties had to work with others to get laws passed. But perhaps a better option might be a nonpartisan or no-party system. With no-party affiliations, voters would have to look more closely at what a candidate actually stood for and supported. Legislators could be more flexible and open to compromise, with no party line to toe. Wealthy people and businesses might have less influence if they couldn't tell a lawmaker to be a good party hack. And complex issues might be presented in all their complexity, instead of just the D and R versions. The founders of this country didn't want political parties, although they were formed almost as soon as George Washington finished his 8 years as president. They feared that someone too far outside the political party box would not be able to run successfully for office. I think their fears were well-founded. But a ban on political parties would probably get nowhere and might be declared illegal. So it would be up to the public to say, we want a political system without parties. Nonpartisan governments are rare on a national level. However, a number of Pacific islands, such as Nauru, Tuvalu, and American Samoa, have no political parties. Ancient Athens was governed without parties, but as a democratic system. The state of Nebraska has an officially nonpartisan legislature, although its politics may not be less partisan than any other state's. And many town meetings in New England and other parts of the U.S. that make major decisions at town meetings also have nonpartisan town councils. While getting rid of political parties might help to end the partisanship and gridlock, it has to be accompanied by elected officials with independent minds and outside-the-box thinking. Do you think our state or country would be better off without political parties? I'm Larry Danziger, preferring to vote for those without D's or R's after their names.